The power went out at church, and I couldn't see anything. I could have used the light of the Bible then.
Even though the Bible might not give you physical light, it can still give you spiritual light. Happy Sunday and welcome to Keys for Kids. My name is Zach. Imagine sometime your power goes out and there's no light at all. You stumble around trying to find the door and you're constantly running into furniture and stubbing your toe. Wouldn't you want a light so you can see? Well, sometimes your life can be like that too if you don't have the light of God's Word. It's hard to see what to do or where to go. God calls the Bible a light, and you need enough light to see where you're going. Like the writer of Psalm 119 says, "Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path." Our story for today is called In the Dark. After the church service was over, Cooper helped his mother straighten up the nursery. It was raining hard, so when they were almost finished, Mom went to get the car while Cooper put the rest of the toys away. Just as he was about to leave, a crash of thunder shook the building and all the lights went out. "Oh, great," Cooper said, waiting for his eyes to adjust to the blackness. They didn't. The room was deep in the building and had no windows. "I'll just have to be careful," he thought. Cooper walked cautiously toward the door. His knee bumped into something. He reached down and felt a table the toddlers used. He stepped to the right. "Ow!" he exclaimed as his head caught the corner of a shelf. It rattled and books fell to the floor. "This isn't like when the power goes off at home," he thought. "There you know where things are." Feeling his way around the wall, he walked straight into a box of building blocks. The box turned over and the blocks tumbled out as Cooper fell to his knees. "This is ridiculous," he thought. He found the wall again and moved slowly to the door. "Where is Mom anyway? I need a light." Just then, a phone light flickered at the end of the hall and he heard his mom's voice. "Hang on, Cooper," she called. "I'm coming." As they headed home, Cooper told his mother about the verse his class had learned that day. "Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path," he recited. "But the Bible certainly didn't give me any light in that dark nursery room." Mom laughed. "You know that verse isn't talking about the kind of light that comes from the sun or from lamps, right? It's talking about light the Bible shines on our lives by showing us our sin and what Jesus has done to save us. It also gives us wisdom and direction as we trust and follow Him. Does that make sense?" Cooper nodded. "That's pretty much what my teacher said, too." "Stumbling through the building in the dark was bad enough," said Mom. "I'm glad God gave us the Bible so we wouldn't have to stumble through life without His light." Well, how about you? Are you stumbling through life without the light God gives through His Word, the Bible? It tells us who God is and how we've been separated from Him because of our sin and how Jesus died to save us so we could have eternal life. It also offers us wisdom and encouragement as we trust in Jesus to show His love to others. So shine light on your life by reading God's Word. Our key verse, Psalm 119, verse 105.
"Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path."
And our key thought for Sunday, the Bible gives light.
Are you looking for a devotional book for your family? Keys for Kids is perfect. You can read it with your family in less than 10 minutes each day. And you can sign up for a one-year subscription for free. Help your family grow closer to God and each other. Sign up at keysforkids.org/subscribe.
I'm Zach with Keys for Kids.